1620 94.5 WTAW. College Station City Council heard from several members of Texas A&M student government at the last council meeting. Leading off the presentation, Jessica Williams, who chairs the Texas A&M Student Government Association's Community Relations Committee.
Something we've been working through really over the past couple of years is trying to be more involved as the student voice and to create a culture of collaboration rather than some of the issues that we see where students are often portrayed negatively or not understood. And a lot of it is behavioral issues on the student side, but really working to resolve these issues in tandem.
Also speaking to the College Station City Council, A&M Student Senator Kevin Pierce, who represents the College of Engineering.
I live on Northgate, and obviously the rent is extremely high in that area, and it goes up about, you know, every year. And I think about this year, a lot of us thought it was going to go up around 13%, you know, which is, you know, a decent increase considering the inflation and the price of everything going up. But it seems also that a lot of those apartments have just seen that there's no ceiling to that rent. And a lot of it, we think, too, is that there, you know, there's not a lot of competition for near for apartments in this area. And we think with the new zoning laws, especially, that would provide a lot more affordable housing within, you know, a reasonable distance from the campus. And a lot more students will be able to live near campus at a reasonable price. Another issue, I think this came up a lot more before I actually came here. I'm only a sophomore, with the four unrelated occupancy limit. I know there's a lot of students now. There's some that like live in, especially in Southside and Eastgate, that where these students live in these converted to student housing places that violate that occupancy limit. With more middle housing around these areas, especially nearby campus, this would likely, you know, not be as big of an issue. Students wouldn't be looking to these areas to live. And the city would hopefully be able to waste a lot less resources on issuing these citations and figuring a lot of this stuff out.
Another member of Texas A&M student government addressing the College Station City Council, Emily Sangerhausen, who represents the College of Architecture.
Probably the thing that concerns me the most about, like, where we are as students and, like, what affects the population is driver safety. And for reference, I live at the Woodlands around Harvey Mitchell, and there's a lot of congestion there. A lot of drivers don't use their blinkers at all, and they drive very fast. So I've witnessed a lot of people almost get hit by cars. I've almost gotten hit by cars. In other areas where congestion's really bad, I had a really close friend get run over by a truck. And that was scary. And I've had a lot of other friends get into car accidents, both as pedestrians and as drivers. And yeah, I personally don't drive, but witnessing all of that and also being a major pedestrian myself, it's a lot to witness, especially after recent events that have happened.
Another member of the Texas A&M Student Senate speaking to the College Station City Council, Ben Crockett, who represents the off-campus caucus.
Just the other day, I was speaking to a fellow sophomore at the Bush School, and they expressed to me the concern and the fear that they had walking from where they lived to HEB due to a lack of sidewalks. Speaking as someone who has personally been hit by a car myself, I could say that I relate to their concerns, particularly when the student buses aren't running during the holiday break. And so I just wanted to invite you all to be considering if there's anything to be done to improve the number of sidewalks, the quality of sidewalks, so that we can make students feel safer when they have to go on these longer walks.
You're listening to comments from members of Texas A&M student government speaking to the College Station City Council.
My name is Alejandro Prieto. I'm a freshman, a poli-sci major, Bush School. I think for me, one of the biggest things that, like, not so much like a concern, but just like an annoyance, is like the traffic. Like, I'm from Fort Worth, so like there, it's a lot of highways, it's toll roads, all this stuff. So like coming here, it was like completely different than what I'm like used to. So like I'm not used to like just driving, like takes me 10 plus minutes to just drive like 2 miles, that sort of thing. And I think like I think just overall, like, infrastructure, like, I think the bond's passing, I think that shows that, like, there's a lot of, like, support for it. And then also just, like, with that, I think, like, also, like, the rise of, like, electric vehicles and, like, having more charging stations. Because, like, right now, university, right now we only have 3 electric buses, but I've been talking with some people, we're forming like advocacy groups, like kind of to like lead like in sustainability, that sort of thing, and so like there is demand for it, and I think I think over time like it's gonna have to like be addressed, and then like going back, I mean it's been a running theme like just transportation in general, like improving the sidewalks, making sure that there's the areas are properly lit up. And then, like, overall, I think, like, from, like, this is my first time ever being, like, at this sort of thing. I think overall, like, the biggest thing that, like, I've taken away from, like, all this is, like, I think just, like, having a conversation, like, dialogue, like, communicating with us, like, the students, and then y'all, and then us communicating with y'all. Because, like, if we don't have a conversation, we're not going to know, like, y'all aren't going to know what we're concerned with. And then same thing, like, we're not going to know what y'all are up to.
Wrapping up the presentation, the chair of the Texas A&M Student Government Association's Community Relations Committee, Jessica Williams.
We're just really excited to be part of this community and to be represented and to have a voice in local government. We're very grateful for the amount of staff time that y'all expend every year in reaching out to students, in including us in various aspects of, like, the Texas University redevelopment, in some of the comprehensive planning that was done last year.
And responding to the comments from members of Texas A&M Student Government, College Station Mayor and retired A&M Professor John Nichols.
I think we all recognize that the issues that were raised by each of you and in the written document as well were very nicely and appropriately stated, and really recognize that it's a two-way dialogue, and the items you've highlighted, as you recognized, are on our agenda for the most part, but it always is helpful to have voices that help us set priorities among all of the items on the agenda. So your engagement is certainly welcome, and I want to compliment the city manager's office for a very intentional engagement process, not only with student government, but also with the university leadership relating to student life on campus and off campus, and certainly many other issues as well. But in regard to your concerns, our city management has definitely got an open door, and I think I can speak for this council, we do as well. This is a very welcome presentation. We thank you very much.
Comments from the College Station City Council meeting by members of Texas A&M's Student Senate. This is 1620-945 WTAW.